Welcome back to The X Factor. I'm Leslie Stewart. When you think of grains, what comes to mind? Wheat? Barley? Beer? Haha, kidding. We're not talking beer. I know beer and sports work out very well, kind of go hand in hand, but that is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about nutrition-based grains. Do you know how many options we actually have when it comes to grains and how to fuel our bodies? Well, athletes and weekend warriors and, well, the average Joe can learn a lot from this next segment because we all function at a higher level when we are properly fueled. Please welcome to the show, Michelle Jalen, registered dietitian. And Michelle, I really want to talk to you a little bit about the importance and benefits of integrating grains into your diet.
Okay, great. So I think what is important for healthy, balanced diets when it comes to grains is that grains are really important for everybody. You know, if you look at grains, they've got vital dietary fiber to keep your system running. Plus, they've got iron and magnesium, which are minerals that our bodies need. So you know what? Grains are really good for everyone in order to have a more balanced, healthy diet.
Well, you know, and often athletes are only focusing on the protein side of things, right? And often the carbs are kind of put to the side. They know they need a little bit for fuel, but they're just as important. We have to achieve a balance with those.
Yeah, that's correct. So a lot of people don't know this too, but for athletes in particular, so if let's say you're an athlete and you're exercising for, you know, 90 minutes or more, right? So athletes, you know, they usually do physical activity more intensely than the average person. So having enough carbohydrates before too. So if you are, say, an endurance athlete, doing carbohydrate loading would be something that would be important. So that would be having a high amount of carbohydrates, probably about 2 hours before. And what they're doing is that they're maximizing the amount of glycogen, which is energy, right? And the energy that you get from things like grains, mm-hmm. right, and carbohydrates into your muscles and your liver to help you with performance.
Right. And I remember, you know, you always hear about the athletes, and a lot of them I talk to, you know, they get up early in the morning and they do understand the basics behind carbs, and that is that carb loading and kind of making sure you are using it as an energy source later on. But it is about timing as well.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, you don't want to have anything, I would say maybe 2 hours before. So a lot of times, too, I remember, too, I've worked with a couple athletes, too. So if they had, for example, you know, a race, and the race is at, let's just say, 7 in the morning, let's just say, that means a lot of them would be getting up at about 5 just to eat to make sure that they don't have any of that still in their stomach.
Right.
Because that can affect performance. And, you know, we know that's not always very fun if you try to do any exercise on a full stomach, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of our players for the Thai Cats, they love to eat their subs. So they say they get up and have a sub. They watch some movies, and then they have they're getting their grains from the bun, right? So and then they go back to bed, they have a little nap, and then they get up and they say they're ready to go. So obviously they're doing the right thing, I guess, timing wise.
Yeah. You know what? A sub is actually a great way because it's got everything in like a sandwich. Are you ready to go?
Sure. I know. Isn't that funny? I think the odd guy adds a Snickers in there, but I don't know about that. That's another show. So let's talk about some of the types of grains. I don't think people realize here in Ontario, I mean, we and across Canada, we are so lucky to have the availability. What are some of the grains that are really, really good for us? And we're talking about the whole grains that really benefit our bodies.
Yes. So when it comes to grains, you know, I find oats are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So oats are a great grain also because they've got a lot of fiber. And a lot of times, too, the fiber helps to keep you full. But even things like, I mean, there was a whole movement around not having any wheat because people were concerned about gluten, right?
Right.
But, you know, that's something that's kind of, you know, unless you're celiac disease or you get other, you know, issues where you can't have wheat, then there's no problem. There's no issues with having it. I'd say go for the whole grain. So, like, a whole wheat is always better. Whole grains, and there was a lot of things like barley. So a lot of people also underestimate barley. A lot of people don't eat a lot of that, but it pairs very well with other very healthy foods, such as things like beans and lentils and legumes and whatnot. And you know what? A lot of them are grown right here in Ontario, right?
I know. We're so lucky. You know, as you're talking about the oats, that's a great way to start your day. You know, whether you're, again, just a weekend warrior, you know, just the average Joe, you're going, you know, for a workout later on, having that big bowl of oatmeal in the morning is something that's going to help you, and you can add whatever you need into it to balance it out.
Oh, yes. It's so versatile. You can add some different things, you know, things like yogurt, or you can add for more protein or Greek yogurt, or you can add things like, you know, if you like milk or you want, you know, there's just so many different things. If you want a more savory one, you can make it more of a savory oatmeal. So there's just so many more options that you can do because it's a very versatile food.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the goodineverygrain.ca website, because it's a really great train with grain campaign going on right now. All kinds of tips on there for everybody, including athletes.
Yes. And they also have really fantastic recipes, recipes that are like not like, you know, some people get very intimidated when they think, you know, oh, recipes and whatnot. But I find a lot of the recipes too are very good for like the everyday person too. You know, they don't have like a huge long list of ingredients. You know, they're pretty simple for you to do. A lot of the things are very accessible. So it's a great resource there too. And also just to learn more about healthy grains.
Yeah, I agree. I think the website's great. I was going through it. And so there's this, you know, tip every Tuesday, but people can go back and look throughout the summer now and see, you know, all the different ideas and thoughts behind grains. And, you know, it's sometimes we get so used to having them around us and, but, you know, and there's always talk this way or that way, but it's good information for us. And it's definitely something we need to have as humans. We need to have grains. So some good tips in there and good information from you to do. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes. No, there's tons of great stuff in there and tons of great stuff, especially for people who are active, you know, whether or not you are just, you know, an exerciser or whether you are an athlete, there's really good information there about how you can incorporate more grains into your diet and how it can be good for you.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate that. I thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Leslie, for having me.
That's registered dietitian Michelle Jalen. And this is all about promoting good health and our grain farmers of Ontario at the same time.